Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, ADHD. Unlock the potential of ADHD with our comprehensive guide. Learn about the various symptoms, causes, positive sides and benefits of ADHD and our humanized care at home support available to empower individuals with ADHD to lead independent and fulfilling lives. What is ADHD? Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, ADHD, is a neurodevelopmental condition resulting from a person's brain developing differently at key milestones through childhood. It impacts a person's behavior and the parts of the brain that help us with task execution, focus, and planning. Individuals with ADHD can have predominantly hyperactive, impulsive behavior that can impact people's lives in many aspects, including personal and interpersonal relationships, daily functioning, and educational and professional accomplishments. But that doesn't mean we need to focus solely on the challenges that a person with ADHD might encounter. ADHD sits within the neurodiversity spectrum and is much more than a set of behaviors. At Leaf Complex Care, we emphasize that there is no single, right, way of thinking and that being different is a good thing. Signs and symptoms of ADHD. Children and adults with ADHD may sometimes appear restless, lacking focus, and struggling to hold attention. ADHD can lead to decreased social experience and functioning, low self-esteem, and low self-control, and may increase self-criticism, depression, and sensitivity in the affected individual's life. But, with the proper support and care, people with ADHD can lead happy, fulfilling lives. ADHD diagnosis is becoming more frequent, but with shared characteristics of other things, such as anxiety, diagnosing ADHD in adults can be challenging. Children with ADHD may have challenges controlling their impulsive behavior, paying attention, waiting, and sitting still. Whilst adults with ADHD symptoms might find socializing and maintaining relationships hard, ADHD symptoms vary by person, but the most common symptoms include the following. Hyperactivity, hyperfocus, inattention, being unfocused and easily distracted, impulsivity, being forgetful about completing tasks, overwhelming emotions, executive dysfunction. People with ADHD can also be terrifically adventurous, creative, and empathetic. Signs of ADHD in children. Most children sometimes have challenges focusing and can be forgetful. However, the symptoms of hyperactivity, inattention, and impulsivity in children with ADHD are notably greater than expected for their age and stage of development. As symptoms continue, they can cause home and school difficulties in task management, communication, and relationships. There are three presentations of ADHD signs and symptoms, each containing the different signs of behavior that could be recognized. Each type has its own symptoms of ADHD, which may include impulsivity, has trouble waiting their turn in school, quick response rather than waiting to be called for an answer, acting without thinking first, a lot of daydreaming, interrupting people a lot, hyperactivity, talking too much, constant motion with no apparent goal, repeated forgetfulness and loss of things, inability to stay on an activity or task, excessive fidgeting and squirming, hard time resisting temptation. Inattention, difficulty listening to others, difficulty sustaining attention, poor organizational skills, trouble paying attention to details, impaired memory, trouble focusing on details, poor study abilities. Signs of ADHD in teens. Teens that deal with attention deficit hyperactive disorder experience similar signs and symptoms to those that children with ADHD experience. ADHD symptoms in teens include trouble with organization, hyperactivity, distraction, defocus, impulsivity, self-focused behavior, daydreaming, fear of rejection. When changes in hormones are experienced during the teenage years, ADHD symptoms may increase. However, there might be activities teens with ADHD can execute very well without difficulty. The ADHD mind is a mind wired for interests. When these interests are fostered, and people are allowed to focus on their preferred activities part of their life, the result is generally better mental health and happiness. Signs of ADHD in girls. ADHD, or attention deficit hyperactivity disorder in girls, is being recognized more often these days. It was long thought the condition affected boys at a much higher incidence. ADHD has three main presentations: hyperactive, impulsive, inattentive, and combined presentation. and girls are more likely present with inattentiveness. Let's take a look at the list of other symptoms in girls. Unmotivated, easily distracted, withdraws, daydreaming, poor time management, forgetfulness, appearing shy, disorganized. Sensitive to fabrics, noise and emotions, making careless mistakes, seems easily upset, trouble completing tasks, verbally impulsive, hypertalkative, followed by hyperactivity. Girls with ADHD might not always experience all these signs. Although, some of the characteristics are more noticeable before and during menstruation. What causes ADHD? According to scientists and researchers, the causes of ADHD remain somewhat undefined. But what is essential to know is that the disorder runs in the family genes. Scientists also study the following additional causes and risk factors that include genetics, brain function, prenatal exposure, brain or head injury, but the causes of ADHD are still unclear. However, genes and heredity play a massive role in developing ADHD. According to genetic research, people with ADHD are more likely to have parents or siblings with this neurotype. So, the hereditary component determines that the parent might pass the condition on to their child. ADHD diagnosis. ADHD is often diagnosed at a young age and, in most cases, lasts into adulthood. More recently, as the diagnosis has become more accessible, record numbers of adults are being diagnosed. Observing a child's behavior helps to diagnose ADHD. A thorough history of the child's behavior from parents and teachers is one step in the process that leads to a diagnosis of ADHD. The symptoms of many other conditions, including anxiety, depression, difficulty sleeping, and some learning disabilities, can be similar to those of ADHD, which cannot be diagnosed with a single test. A diagnosis of ADHD involves assessing a child's or adult's various aspects of daily life, such as memory, learning, executive function, and reasoning. In cases of suspected learning disabilities, an assessment might include an IQ test and tests for reading, writing, and math. ADHD treatment. Treatment for children with ADHD. There are complementary approaches that can be used in combination with therapy to lessen symptoms, because therapy is subjective for every child. Therapy could be a mix of behavior strategies, the right nutrition, and ADHD medication. It can also entail taking vitamins and supplements for ADHD, engaging in mindfulness, and spending lots of time in nature. The complete approach, depending on the age of the person with ADHD, may include the following: behavioral therapy, medication training for the parents, skills development, education on ADHD, counseling, educational support. Accessing training on ADHD for parents is a great first step, especially when children are diagnosed very early. Getting the right treatment for ADHD involves planning, research, persistence, and organization. Treatment for adults with ADHD. Adults who have been diagnosed with ADHD can still take the therapies that best suit their needs, although ADHD in adults has been the subject of less research than that in children. Adults with ADHD undergo treatments that will help with symptom relief and ease the coping with the condition on a daily life basis. Attention deficit hyperactive disorder is treated using medications, behavior therapy, both as a combination. Medications are frequently the primary line of treatment for adults with ADHD, but cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, and other psychological modalities can also be effective. Adults with ADHD can learn to control symptoms when they occur by working with one or more health and mental health specialists. Is ADHD a learning disability? Despite not being a learning disability, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, affects learning and is sometimes considered more of a learning difficulty. ADHD is not identified as a learning disability because it only affects some areas of schooling without impairing the capacity to understand spoken or written language. Because of their executive functioning challenges, many children with ADHD may have trouble studying and doing their homework. This does not mean they have a learning disability, purely a preferred way of processing information. Support for children and adults with ADHD. National organizations that help people with ADHD offer information, support, and advocacy to people with the condition, their families, teachers, and health workers. Doctors, pediatricians, nurses, speech therapists, psychologists, support workers, coaches, and educators, to name just a few, are just a few of the specialists that can help. They can spread awareness about ADHD and give information and educational resources to people. It is very important to acknowledge that people with ADHD have the superpower of hyperfocus and can lead with exceptional strengths. Furthermore, support and inclusion is the essential. Instead of trying to fix people with ADHD, society should embrace these neurological differences. Breaking the stigma. The positive side of ADHD. If an individual is diagnosed with ADHD, they should be optimistic about the condition's potential strengths instead of its disadvantages. People with ADHD have potential skills and advantages known as ADHD superpowers, showing the bright side of ADHD, followed by some incredible skills that make people with ADHD extremely successful, more optimistic and creative. In fact, many entrepreneurs have been diagnosed with ADHD later in life. ADHD gives people a unique perspective on the world that people without ADHD are unlikely to understand. Hyperfocus is not a skill that everyone possesses. A person with ADHD who reaches this state can genuinely use the time productively and complete incredible tasks. Let's talk about hyperactivity. Many world athletes have ADHD, which gives them an edge in engaging in physical activity. For example, Michael Jordan is considered the greatest basketball player in history, yet this athlete has a diagnosis of ADHD. We have listed some unique skills and qualities that ADHD brings to the brilliant minds of people with the condition, including high levels of energy, creativity, hyperfocus, spontaneity, self-awareness, resilience. How Leaf Complex Care offers support for ADHD. At Leaf Complex Care, we value the people we serve, and our company's culture impacts the way we think, act, and interact with people. We have consistent teams of skilled and compassionate support workers supporting individuals with the empathy and understanding they deserve. We accept people as they are, and through our humanized support, they become more independent. The active support we provide for people with ADHD is always through collaboration and consistent routines with minimal changes, tailoring our support to the individual's needs and aspirations. With our proactive approach, we help people to find meaning and purpose in their lives. Contact us now for any further information. Quick summary: ADHD is called attention deficit hyperactivity disorder when it really should be referred to as attention wired for interests. People with ADHD exhibit signs of hyperactivity, inattention, and impulsivity, but also can attain incredible hyperfocus, self-awareness, and exceptional creativity. When it comes to developing ADHD, genes and heredity are significant factors. The diagnosis of ADHD in adults can be tricky since some symptoms of the disorder can resemble those of other conditions, such as anxiety disorders or mood changes. The positive side of ADHD. People with ADHD may possess qualities and benefits referred to as ADHD superpowers. Attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, is not a learning disability, but is considered a learning difficulty. At Leaf Complex Care, the people we support are cared for by trained and consistent teams of passionate support workers who treat them with the respect and understanding they deserve. We accept people for who they are, and with humanized care and empowerment, we help people build better lives. Read more about other topics. Learning difficulty, dyslexia, types, symptoms, and causes. Dyslexia is a learning difficulty that affects people's ability to fluently read, spell, and sometimes write. People with dyslexia often have trouble with reading comprehension, relating letters to sounds, and read more. Learning difficulty, dyscalculia, symptoms, and causes. Dyscalculia is a condition affecting a person's numeracy skills. Individuals with this condition are likely to have difficulty with activities involving numbers, including addition and multiplication. An individual can be. Read more. Learning difficulty, dyspraxia. Types, symptoms, and causes. Dyspraxia, or DCD, developmental coordination disorder, is a learning difficulty that impacts motor skills and movement coordination. Although it doesn't influence intellectual ability, dyspraxia affects everyday life skills and may. Read more.